Welcome to the set of the MyPillow 2.0, the most amazing pillow in history. That new technology is still the MyPillow's patented fill. And now we have new technology we didn't have back when I invented MyPillow that's going to help you sleep. It's absolutely amazing, and you're the first ones that can check it out. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code on your screen, and we brought back the buy one, get one free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
There were these incidents where, you know, federal agents are busting doors down, no-knock warrants and stuff like that. And there were police officers that got shot. And I'm like, that is so unnecessary. And at the time, I'm like a back-the-blue type person, right? But at the same time, I'm saying, you come do that at my house and you know, you better knock, or you know what you could do? Call me. And I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'll come down and meet with you. Like, don't even waste the gas. But you bust my door down, you might get a slug in your face. And I said, and I don't want that to happen. So what is this thing about busting people's doors down and so unnecessary? I'm a talk show host. You're a Catholic activist that's out there protesting. You're not running around with guns threatening people, are you?
Absolutely not. It's amazing. I don't even have any guns. When they asked my wife, do you have any guns in the house? They said, no, the only guns I had were the ones that were pointed at me this morning.
Yeah.
So it was a tremendously reckless act of terror. And I'm surprised, Pete, that I wasn't shot or one of my kids weren't shot, my seven children.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. My next guest, yet another example that we keep talking about of the government overreach that exists against people who are, you know, Christian conservative patriots. I say Christian conservative patriots, Christians and Christianity and everything that we represent. But Mark Houck, he's the co-founder and president of The King's Men. He's an author, lecturer, radio host, activist, and a passionate Catholic. Since 2006, he's been speaking to thousands of men about a variety of topics related to the development of authentic masculinity. Oh my goodness, everybody, hang on to that one, because we're about to lose it if we don't speak out, you know, about authentic masculinity. I'm telling every single, excuse my expression, leftard that's been sitting on Xbox, not getting enough vitamin D, you need to get out, ride your bike a little bit, and eat some beef. Otherwise, there's a major national security issue. And that's aside from the moral issues we're struggling with. He's written numerous articles, brochures, and publications on the topics of pornography, homosexuality, abortion, teen sexuality, parenting, and masculine spirituality. The mission of the King's Men has enabled Mark to minister to men and women all across North America and Europe. And he was recently, listen to this, not just acquitted of federal FACE Act charges. We need to shut down the Department of Acronyms as far as I'm concerned. But after prosecution by the Biden Department of Justice, sir, that is an abbreviated version of how they have literally attempted to destroy your life, but you stand firm. And you're alive and well here on the Pete Santilli Show. Sir, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Pete. Great to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you. All right, so without being overly dramatic, let's be overly dramatic about what they attempted to do to you and your family to destroy your life. Talk about that. You were acquitted, but what happened prior to that? You were SWAT teamed by... it was an FBI raid, correct?
That's right. On September 23rd, Friday morning at 6:45, about 20 plus federal agents and Pennsylvania State Troopers, where I live, came to my door, banged on my door, rang the doorbell, and demanded that I open up the door without even announcing who they were. I, of course, asked them who they were, and they did tell me it was the FBI. And continue to bang on my door. When I opened the door, I said, "Please stay calm. I have seven babies in here." I showed them my hands, and what I saw was a complete circus. I saw about 15 marked and unmarked units five federal agents with long guns, M16s pointed at me, heavily armored vests, ballistic shields, ballistic helmets, and a battering ram ready to come into my home if I didn't open the door. I asked them why they were there, because I was kind of surprised. And they said, well, you know why we're here. And I said, well, oh, you're here because I rescue babies. And they didn't respond to that. And I said, you know what? You wouldn't be here if the Trump administration was in the White House. That's just what I said. And they all looked down. My wife came down and said, do you have a warrant for his arrest? And they said, well, we're taking him with or without a warrant.
Is that what they said?
They did say that.
Mm. Yeah, you know, okay, this isn't about me and my story. We're going to set that aside. See, this needs to stop. It needs to stop, this kidnapping of people from their 10-square-mile jurisdiction out of D.C., these federal agents. We're talking about government overreach coming into jurisdictions. And, you know, they say, oh, we're partnering with our partners in the, you know, the counties. And was the county sheriff there? Is the county sheriff not stopping the stuff that is happening? Yet another example where they come in from this foreign, it's a foreign jurisdiction. It is foreign to the sovereign state of Pennsylvania. That's not a radical concept. This stuff needs to stop. Does it not? Because it's done for political and ideological reasons, especially in your case. Do you agree with what I just said?
Well, I've come to agree with you and learn that what you say was exactly true for me. They intended to humiliate me, instill fear in my wife and my children, and to instill fear in pro-life America. And so I was shackled in my waist, feet, and hands, and chained to a table at the federal building for 6+ hours. I was manipulated and coerced to give over information that they told me I didn't have to give. And they did the same with my wife. They had every intention, Pete, of releasing me that day. I was not a threat to the community. My federal prosecutor, former federal prosecutor attorney representing me from the Thomas More Society, said 6 months prior to this, no need to bring any federal agents out to the house if you want to indict my client. You have no case. He's innocent. But in case you want to indict him, he's a peaceful man. He'll come in. No reason to bring a federal agent out to his house.
No reason for that whatsoever. I've said this in the past, and you may or may not know my story. Like I said, I don't want to make this about me. But I've been through this. What you're reciting here is literally, you know, my life. And I spoke of these things where back in the day during the Obama administration, there were these incidents where, you know, federal agents are busting doors down, no-knock warrants and stuff like that. And there were police officers that got shot. And I'm like, that is so unnecessary. And at the time, I'm like a back the blue type person, right? But at the same time, I'm saying, you come do that at my house and, you know, you better knock. Or you know what you could do? Call me. And I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'll come down and meet with you. Like, don't even waste the gas. But you bust my door down, you might get a slug in your face. And I said, and I don't want that to happen. So what is this thing about busting people's doors down and so unnecessary? I'm a talk show host. You're a Catholic activist that's out there protesting. You're not running around with guns threatening people, are you?
Oh, absolutely not. I it's amazing. I don't even have any guns. When they asked my wife, do you have any guns in the house? They said, no, the only guns I had were the ones that were pointed at me this morning.
Yeah.
So it was a tremendously reckless act of terror, and I'm surprised, Pete, that I wasn't shot or one of my kids weren't shot, my seven children.
Seven children. By the way, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Talk about masculinity, right? You were sent here to procreate, and you went above and beyond the call of duty, sir. I want to congratulate you. That's why I say that. That's great. That's fantastic. But sir, back to the seriousness of the issue. So they come into your house. They didn't even serve you with a search warrant or an arrest warrant. They took you away. They refused to tell you. I've heard that story before too. But they took you away. When did you find out what you were being arrested for?
When I got the vehicle This is a black Suburban. They proceeded to tell me a little bit more. They told me that they had no information about me and that they came prepared for anything, which I said I found that hard to believe, that the FBI knows nothing about me. But that's what they told me. And I just surrendered it all and trusted that, you know, whatever was going to happen to me was going to be for good and that God would protect me and protect my family. But I didn't know when I would be reunited with my family. And I got to tell you, Pete, though, when I was chained to that table in the federal building, which was 100 yards from Independence Hall, where our rights were established, I had the closest prayer time with my Lord and Savior that I've ever had. Amen. I felt like I was at the foot of the cross in Calvary, and I had tremendous peace in the midst of all of it.
You did, and share some similarities there. But back to you. There's a level among us godly souls, a level of calm and peace and a total connection. And shutting out in that environment that you were in, of course, you struggle with the fact that your family's on the outside of that. Obviously, that takes away from your spiritual energy. But there's a sense of calm that comes from shutting everything out, and then you can just speak directly to Him. And I take it you called upon Him to protect you and guide you and bring one of His miracles, and He in fact did He not?
He did. And, you know, we went on a 4+ month journey of where I couldn't speak. You know, I've done 50 interviews in the last 72 hours. And, you know, I'm just proclaiming the goodness of God. And the jury was phenomenal. The judge was tremendous. Thomas More Society is the Calvary for us, you know, First Amendment right advocates and pro-lifers. My attorney is probably the best criminal defense attorney in the country. Brian McMonagle did a phenomenal job.
Say his name again. Brian?
Brian McMonagle.
Brian McMonagle from the Thomas More Society. And I think we've had, we may or may not have had him on. That's great to know. What were you charged with, by the way?
I was charged with 2 counts against the FACE Act. Just to be clear, Brian McMonagle is an attorney in private practice in Philadelphia, and Thomas More Society with Peter Breen, who you probably had on your show, was a co-counsel. But I was charged with 2 felonies, $350,000 in fine, and up to 3 years of supervised probation.
Mm. And you went to trial, and you faced how much time actually with those charges if you were convicted? By the way, the jury never finds out about when they acquit you or convict you. They never know about how much time. But that's another example of the government's, you know, overbearing upon the American citizenry. How much time did you face?
11 years was what I was up against.
For doing what? So repeat that again.
Protecting my son from harassment.
Can you imagine that? 11 years. So you went to trial. How did the trial go? Talk about that.
Yeah, the trial was interesting. We had jury selection on January 24th, and that was a tough day. We saw that many of the jury pool were supporters of Planned Parenthood and actually used their services. So it was a tough day, and it was a tough selection. But we picked the best 12 that we could find. The trial began on the 25th, and the government began their case. They proceeded to bring up the CEO of Southeastern Pennsylvania Planned Parenthood, who basically said that their own volunteer was in violation of their rules. So that completely backfired on them. He had been rebuked many times and was removed from their volunteer list as a result. So, and then we found out that the security guard, the director of security for Planned Parenthood, destroyed evidence and did not secure video that would have exonerated me, of course. And, you know, and that was completely exposed for what it was. And then they had Bruce Love, who was the volunteer escort, as their main witness. And frankly, he was very confused on the stand. So, you know, this is what we saw, and the jury saw it. Well, my son and I, we were the only ones to testify for our defense. Got up there, we had the same message. We spoke the truth. We didn't deny it. And the jury saw it for what it was, a father, a dad, being a dad and protecting his own son from abuse. So that's what happened.
Can you describe that protection of your son? Tell our listening audience that may not know the story, but what were you protecting him from?
Sure. So while Mark and I were praying and handing out literature to abortion-minded men and women that were seeking services at Planned Parenthood, we would engage them and we would offer them politely, respectfully information that would give them an alternative to the choices that they were making that day. And that's what we've been doing for 20 years. And we were engaging men and women that day. And on this particular day, a volunteer did not like that. And he decided to get in between me and my son. He literally placed himself a foot away from my 12-year-old boy at the time. Mm-hmm. And as a 72-year-old man, he should know better. And that's not what they do. They're not supposed to engage pro-lifers and activists. They're just supposed to escort women and men into the building. The FACE Act protects them of that. But in this case, he was just harassing, sending slurs, insults. I think he taught my son the F word. We're homeschooled, so you know he doesn't hear that language. Sure. But you know, he pretended to manipulate and coerce my son in his words and try to convince my son that his father was hurting women. I told him to get away from my son, and I told him repeatedly to do that. He would not do that. I walked him back to a position where he normally stands, and I thought he was going to comply with my request, but he didn't. He came right back at my son. At that point, I turned and I pushed him to the ground. And that was it. That was it. Just a dad defending his son.
Absolutely. And so the feds intervene at that point. Why? Why did it become a federal crime?
You got to know that the feds didn't even intervene at that time. The PD, the Philadelphia PD, and the DA didn't even want to prosecute. The gentleman had to file a private criminal complaint. It was dismissed in municipal court, in Philadelphia court, state court. And once it was dismissed, the federal government picked it up 5 days later.
The federal government, on behalf of Planned Parenthood and their multi-billion-dollar baby killing operation, period. That's what's going on in our system. We are pro-life. They are pro-profit through the, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And by the way, I'm a big, big pro-life advocate and have been my entire life. And it's ridiculous to see all these brainwashed people from halls of government to these big corporations that are supporting this effort, calling it reproductive health care, hijacking the language. It's literally the murder of one of God's creations, period. And I don't know of a pro-life advocate like yourself that wants to do any harm. Shoot, I've been out in front of a Planned Parenthood. Wouldn't you love to adopt one of those babies and give one of those mothers an opportunity? Wouldn't you do that?
I tell them all the time. I said, look, I'll take the baby. My wife and I, we have 7 children.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, we'll take the baby and parent the baby till you're ready to parent the baby. We'll give the baby back to you.
My goodness, yes.
We're here to help and serve. And I've held these babies that have been saved there and brought them into my family and had dinner with the parents. And, you know, us as pro-lifers, we get a bad rap. We're there before abortion and we're there after abortion. And we're there to help women regardless of their situation. And we're there for them long after they leave the abortion mill, wounded and hurt and traumatized.
My goodness. Mr. Houck, this is a victory at the same time. I'm concerned about the offsetting damage that takes place to families. You know, when they use the full force of the government to come upon you, how is your family done through this effort? I mean, do you feel like you're stronger on the other side of this thing? Because obviously it takes a toll on you. You take the father of the household out like that. And then obviously there's legal expenses. And I'm sure that the Thomas More Society helped out with that. It would have probably cost you millions of dollars to go to trial if they didn't. But even still, how's your family doing through this? Do you feel like you're stronger on the other side of this?
Well, we all are. And some of them, the children that is, may not realize that yet. As they grow and they learn and remember, they will come to that knowledge. But I know on behalf of my wife and my older children that it's been a tremendous amount of grace. Pete, the whole world's been praying for us. The whole world. All over the world, people have reached out to us and told us that they're thinking of us, praying for us. Villages in Uganda, Mother Teresa and her nuns, you know, her nuns that are still in Calcutta, not Mother Teresa, they pray over her crypt, but all over the world. And so, you know, you can't help but feel good when you know you have that sentiment and that encouragement. And so this journey has been a blessing in so many ways. And yet here we are left to face the reality that we have a government that did this to my children. And so we're going to go after the government, and we're going to pursue justice and accountability for what they did.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I wanted to hear. As a matter of fact, as we turn the corner here, what are you looking to do? Your advocacy, as you said, you've been doing it for decades. Your website, of course, is down, thekingsmen.org. You're not going to stop. And then you're going to quadruple down, I'm assuming, and hold them accountable for the wrong that they've done to you and your family, correct?
That's right. I mean, I got an interview on February 22nd with a Judiciary Committee member to begin the process of testifying before the Judiciary Committee, the Oversight Committee that has been formed as a result of this weaponization of the Department of Justice.
Nice.
And so we'll be pursuing that first and seeking civil affairs or civil rights, excuse me, civil rights attorneys. You might have good recommendations for that to help us in this fight.
I certainly do. In fact, I want to stay in contact. We need all hands on deck, basically. There needs to be a number of them. We need to stop this cycle of using, and you are really their political opponent. It's driven by the corporatism from Planned Parenthood, and it's for very evil purposes of killing God's creation. And we need to stop using the government for those political purposes to destroy people's lives like that. It's got to stop. Sir, your website, and I'd like to invite you to come on for updates. Will you agree to do that?
I would agree to do that, and I'd be honored to do that.
Yeah, no, I'd love to have you on. As a matter of fact, what I do want to do is bring you on in the morning for another subsequent update onto Lindell TV as well. Reach that audience in the morning. We broadcast twice a day. TheKingsmen.org. TheKingsmen.org. Everybody, pay a visit. How can we support your efforts in addition to visiting your website?
Sure. So, you know, the website's the best place. Thomas More Society was flipping the bill for the attorneys. So you can go visit thomasmoresociety.org.
I've heard so many great things about them. Yeah. You know, I want to reach out to them as well. And like I said, all hands on deck. This is going to require a bunch of constitutional attorneys. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of money to be made for standing up for our Constitution. Isn't that true? But guess what? The power of prayer brings them all to their knees. Their entire case unraveled, didn't it?
It did.
Unraveled. It fell apart right before your eyes. And we thank the Lord for that. Absolutely. Sir, thank you for joining me. I really, really appreciate it. I look forward to having you come on soon. All right. Thank you.
All right, Pete. Thanks so much. God bless
you. All right.
You.
Thank you. God bless you too. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, powerful story. We're going to get some big updates here because this story is not over.